At the Potero schoolhouse, Dr. Jimmy Fisher was lying on one of the operating tables that had been fashioned by pushing several desks together and layering them with clean bedding and sheets. He'd been brought in a few minutes earlier by Oxcart. The irony wasn't lost on anyone. Fisher was the only seriously wounded patient lying in the field hospital that he himself had set up earlier in the day to treat the numerous casualties he expected the raid to produce. His condition was grave. He was losing enormous amounts of blood. He'd been given morphine to blunt the acute pain in his gut, but the field hospital had no proper anesthetic. Dr. Carlos Layug was standing over Fisher, shaking his head darkly. He'd seen abdominal shrapnel wounds of this sort before, and recognized immediately that Fisher's prognosis was desperately serious. Layug's wife, Julita, was at his side, her eyes filled with worry as she took Fisher's pulse. From the start, Fisher had made a deep impression on the Layugs, and even though they'd known him for only 24 hours, they were visibly shocked to see him languishing before them in extremis. "We felt he was an old friend," Julita Layug later wrote, "and almost regretted coming to know and love him, for if he had been a stranger, we would not have felt as miserable as we did." The Layugs understood that Fisher desperately needed to be moved to a better-equipped hospital, but moving him at all would kill him. They would have to operate immediately. With the patient fluttering in and out of consciousness, Layug made a long incision across the belly. When he pulled back the outer tissues and began to inspect Fisher's organs, he realized that the damage was even worse than he'd feared. The liver was hemorrhaging massively, and bits of shrapnel were lodged in his colon and small intestines. The doctors exchanged sober looks. They all felt the situation was virtually hopeless, but they had to give it a try. At one point during the operation, Fisher came to, and for a few moments seemed to pierce the fog of the morphine. His eyes trolled the room for a familiar face. "Did we get them?" he asked. "The prisoners, did we get them all?" "You bet we did, Captain," said one of the rangers who happened to be standing nearby. "Every last one of them." Fisher smiled weakly and drifted off again, while Dr. Layug began to suture his abdomen.